you
and with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On that first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb. We don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloth there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloth there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloth, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. They did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Is he okay?
Good morning, everyone. My dear friends, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
Last weekend on Saturday night, I did something I normally would never do. I said no to go to a Dodger game. So it was Palm Sunday weekend and my busiest week of the year. But I'm really glad I did not go to that Dodger game because the Dodgers lost 16-0. If you clap, I'm going to kick you out, go to the hall. Happy Easter, okay? And you know, I was invited by our first graders here at Holy Family School. And we have a wonderful first grade teacher. She does this great tradition every year, where she takes the whole first grade class along with their families to the Dodger game. So I was bummed I couldn't go, but of course she understood. But the kids didn't exactly understand why I couldn't go to the game. So on Monday, when I was walking to the playground on my way to go to the school to talk to the first graders, there were three first grade boys who stopped me right away. One of them said, "Why weren't you at the game, Father?" And I told him, I said, "You know, I had Palm Sunday weekend." He said, "That's a good excuse. First grader, tell me this, right?" And I told him, I said, "Did you have a good time?" And he said, "Father Ricky, we got killed really bad, 16-0. But then I asked him, "Did you still have a good time?" And this is what this first grader told me. He said, "I had a good time because I was with my friends." And he said, "And you know what? The Dodgers are going to win the World Series anyway." Very smart, holy young man, all right? You must have a good pastor. So I was reflecting upon that, because isn't that a metaphor for life? That sometimes things don't go our way, but it's how we respond to that and how we respond to the difficult moments in life. We could choose to stay in negativity, or we could choose to look at the positive. And that's what Jesus is asking us for today. On this holiest day of the year, Easter is a reminder to all of us that all is going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay at the end. Easter is the great promise from our risen Savior of how truly loved each and every one of you is. And I want to repeat that. You are so loved by God that He sent His only Son in the world for you. Easter is a great reminder of what we have gained today. On this Easter Sunday, You are given the reward of eternal life in heaven. Raise your hand if you want to go to heaven. Why don't you raise your hand, some of you? Why are you here? I know you're here because you want to get to heaven. That's why we're all here. So all those people that you miss that have died, maybe your parents, your spouse, maybe some of you have buried your own children. They're waiting for you in heaven. So let's pause right now to pray for those people that we miss who have died ahead of us. Heaven's waiting for all of us, and as Christians, we should never fear death for a moment. It's only dying here on earth that we get to go to heaven. On this Easter, we're reminded that we received the forgiveness of our sins, and there is nothing in the world that you have done, even rooting against the Dodgers, like in the first row here, okay? There is nothing that you have done that Jesus will not forgive. He loves you so much that no matter what you've done, if you ask for forgiveness, he's going to forgive you. We had a record amount of confessions at Holy Family this year. When I heard my last confession yesterday, I was like, thank you, Jesus, right? Because I was exhausted. Because that meant that you took your faith seriously. So forgive yourself for what you've done. We can't go back. But he still loves you anyway. This Easter, Jesus is telling each and every one of you, peace be with you. And he's telling all of you at this Easter that he alone can give you the peace that you need. We live in a world that's full of anxiety. Jesus did not say on Easter, I want you all to be anxious and I want you to be miserable every day. He says, peace be with you. And what did he teach us on Easter? He didn't go around and tell people what they did. He didn't say, I'm back and I'm here with a vengeance. He said, peace be with you. So stop reminding each other what you did to each other in 1981, okay? One day, my friends, all of our suffering is going to be gone. All of your physical pain, your emotional pain, your spiritual pain, anything you're going through, he's telling you today, keep on going. He sees it. And one day in heaven, there's going to be no such thing as suffering. I'm going to be skinny in heaven, okay? And all those things that we worry about, they're going to be gone. But we have to suffer first before we get into heaven. And finally, on this glorious Easter morning, Jesus is asking us to have the courage to get out of the tomb, to stop living in the past. Jesus doesn't want any of us to be a victim, but to be a victor. He doesn't want your excuses. He doesn't want you blaming people the rest of your life. You alone are responsible for your actions. And you have the chance to make this world a better place by the good person that you are. So let's get out of the past and live in the present and go out, bring the good news of the resurrection to one another. My friends, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. So let's bow our heads now. And let's thank Jesus for all that he's done for us.